Sif Yitches, Sok to Mechaber. If possible to move closer, it would be better. But if taka you salted your what we learned in the beginning of Sif Tezayin, then you're supposed to be meleach dafke in a kli menukav, so the blood should have where to drain. Now we're saying what happens if you were meleach in a kli she'ein menukav. Just stam a bucket. You threw the meat into a bucket. You threw the salt on. So the blood did not have where to drain. What's the ramifications of that? Well, how is that going to affect the meat? So the Mechaber says, if it was a proper amount of salt, you really salted with a proper amount of salt that you need until the point that the meat was in enech machmas milchay, so the salt's really affecting the meat already. And the meat was sitting in the juices that came out of it. The juices started coming out because, you know, even though it's a cliche in the manuka, the juices come out, but it doesn't have where to drain down. So it just puddles a little bit underneath the meat. So if the meat was sitting in the puddle of tzir, and this tzir is really blood, it's blood coming out. So it's salty blood. So if the meat is sitting in the salty blood for a shear of the time it takes that you'll put the water on the fire and it should start to burn, meaning if you'll take this piece of meat and you put it on the fire, it'll start to heat up. So then, which this is like the shorter version of the shear of kavush, this is like it is sear. That's what we're talking about. So that this is like the fast version, the fast, the fast version of kavush. So then, kol mashir menu betzir aser la'achloi, the entire part of the chaticha that's submerged in the tzir, the part of the chaticha that's submerged in the tzir is aser. It's aser to eat afilu tzli. I mean, it's not just that now that piece you can't cook that piece, but you'll be able to be toilet. That part is also even tzli. What is the Mechaber trying to point out over here? Very simple, because we learned in Sif Tezvav that if I take a piece of meat that was not yet salted, it has its blood, it's meluchluch badam, and I put it into water for 24 hours, so it becomes kavush kamavushol, the blood goes out and goes in. Therefore, I can no longer salt it because it was kavush with the salt, with the blood. But the Mechaber paskin that I could do tzli, because even though the blood got absorbed into the piece through kavush, but since it didn't get absorbed through bishul, if I'm malicha is not strong enough to get it out, but tzli is strong enough to get it out. Says the Mechaber, this kind of kavush, when you're using a sharp liquid, so not only does it take faster, it also has this other effect that not only would it become usser, that now I can't just take it out and do a proper malicha and a kli menukav and then cook it. So not only is it usser for malicha and cooking, it's usser even for tzli. Because it gets, and that's really, the shach is bothered by that. Why is that so? We just finished saying that kavush kemavushal doesn't make it aser for tzli. So why over here is it worse? Because in the end, it was.
It was a form of heat.
Because it was a different form, it was a different, even though they're both kavush, but it's a different type of a kavush. That was a kavush of water. So we'll say it come out through tzli. This is a kavush that relates to malicha. It's a kavush through salty, through tzir. So that's why it's going to be usher even in tzli. That's the shita of Mechaber.
So our problem here is that the tzir is taking the blood and putting the blood in, right?
Right.
Not since the tzir itself. Meaning if the blood, let's say, drained out, and then I do the meat.
Well, no, in this example, the tzir is blood, because I'm salting it. We're not talking about a piece that was already salted. I'm salting the piece now for the first time. So what's coming out is blood, but it's very, very sharp because it's coming out through melicha. So this sharp blood will go back in to the piece of meat. It doesn't go back in right away. It's only really a problem, says the Mechaber, if you left it in there for a shir kvisha. If you left it in, well, but the shir kvisha is not 24 hours because it's not a bland liquid, it's not water. It's a quicker kvisha, kavosh kashir shiasiach. But when you leave it in there, what the Mechaber is pointing out is it's not just that it's a quicker shir kvisha because it's sharp. It's even more chomer that because regular kvisha and water, you'll be able to do tzli. Kvisha and this in the tzir, you can't do tzli. Because it got absorbed not just through regular cold, it got absorbed through some sharpness. V'chelek ha-chaticha shechutz letzir ein osir mimenu elek deklipa. The part of the chaticha which it's sticking out of the tzir, in other words, you have to understand, there's not going to be so much tzir usually that it'll cover the whole chaticha. There'll be a little puddle of tzir underneath the chaticha. So the part of the meat that's sitting in the puddle of tzir becomes aser, the part that's sticking out remains mutter. It's just, says the Mechaber, you have to take off a klipa at the point where the level of the tzir, right? Yeah. The point where it reaches the chaticha, right? Let's say this is the chaticha. Let's say the tzir reaches up till here. So the klipa right above that level where the tzir is reaching up to, you have to take off that klipa. Why do you even have to take off a kalipa? So the Shach doesn't explain over here. And elsewhere, the Shach explains because it does go upwards a little bit. You see, generally speaking, the blood, even though it's sharp and everything, but it doesn't go upwards. Kavush, we already know from Ilchos Taruvus and Simen Kof Hei, that Kavush doesn't work upwards. Kavush only affects what's inside. And Melicha does work upwards, but when it comes to blood, there's a different rule, that blood doesn't go upwards. Dam is not mefafeil amayla. So over here, since the issue that we're dealing with is blood, we don't have to worry that it's going to go upwards. So it really doesn't go up, only what's inside the tzir is affected. So why do you even need a klipa? Because where it's touching, you know, the kadei klipa, that's not considered going upwards. That's where it's touching. So it's able to ask the kadei klipa above it. But to go all the way up in the entire chaticha, that it doesn't go. V'afila im yesh bar shuman, even if the tzir is, let's say, I guess the liquid that's coming out is mixed with some shuman, it's fatty, it still won't go up, even though something which is fatty and salty does generally spread. But again, since we're dealing with this, dam and blood is not mefafei l'mayla, so we don't say hatam mefatim l'iser, there's a concept of einan eser oiser, the blood won't be able to go up, and that's it. Now, one point we have to say that. So, what did the Mechaber say? Kol mashabotei chatzir is aser. If it's shah shir kvisha, so mashabotei chatzir is aser. Kol mashabotei chatzir is aser through and through, not just the klipa, what's the outside part of the meat, but the whole entire chelik of the meat that's submerged in the tzir. What happens if you didn't leave it in a shir kvisha? So the Shach points out, if you didn't leave it in a shir kvisha, so it's not kavished. But what is it? It's melich kereseach. So it's melich kereseach. And how long is it, and when does it become melich kereseach? Right away. So it's melich kereseach right away. But how much is melich kereseach aser according to the Mechaber? K'dei klipa. So right away it's aser k'dei klipa medin melich kereseach. And if you leave it in a shir klisha, that's when it becomes aser through and through kol mashar batay chatzir.
We don't see the salt melted. We don't see the salt melted into the liquid.
The liquid itself is salty. Yeah, it's tzir.
Sure, it's tzir, but I'm saying this: when I put liquid with salt, salt loses its. It becomes melts. Why can't I do melicha with water? With a water.
That's something else. That's something else. See, I can't do melicha with tzir, but tzir is melicha reseach.
So it
doesn't use salt. Yeah. Now that's shita samachaber. What's the Ramah? Ramah says a yesh oisrin kolachaticha filo mashachutz tzir. Rama says the whole entire chaticha is aser, not just what's inside the tzir, the whole chaticha. Why is that? So we had already this in the Hagdamas, we explained this idea. Because what happens is, because you're salting the piece, so the blood, the salt starts to draw the blood out. Now, where does the blood come out of? Even though the piece of meat has to be salted from all sides, top, the sides, everything, it has to be completely salted. But where does the blood drain out from is the bottom. Whichever side is the bottom, that's the side where the blood drains down from. It doesn't come out from the top and the sides. So therefore, if the meat is sitting in the cliche, in the manukov, the exit where most of the blood is draining out from is blocked because it doesn't have holes. There's no perforations in the cli. So therefore, all that blood that started moving downwards doesn't have where to go, so it just gets reabsorbed. In its place, it gets reabsorbed back into the chaticha.
Is this pirish makom l'makom, or is this kisser?
No, this is called pirish makom l'makom. So it's not the blood. According to the mechaber, it wasn't the blood that was inside the chaticha that was becoming aser. The blood that came out, yeah, when that goes back in, it's going to become aser. So just like when it goes back in through bishul, you can't do melicha afterwards, yeah. So too, if it goes in through kvisha, you also can't do melicha. And this kind of kvisha, not only can't you do melicha, you can't even do tzvi. But the part that's not inside the mea kvisha, the fact that the blood moved around a little bit, that doesn't make it aser, because we have the rule that damei varm shaloi pirish. The blood, as long as it's inside the flesh, it's bottled to the meat. It only becomes aser once it leaves the meat, and then you completely leaves. It has its own identity, and then the iser is chal on the blood. But as long as it's inside the meat, it's still bottled to the meat. Well, the Ramah doesn't hold that way. The Ramah holds it has to be where it was naturally. Once it starts moving, even if it never left the chaticha, just the mere fact that it moved a little bit around, that already is considered pirish. And therefore, that blood's considered iser. So therefore, it's the whole chaticha becoming aser from the blood that was inside of it. And when does this happen, according to the Ramah? It doesn't take a sheer kvisha. It happens right away. As soon as the salt starts to move the blood, starts to affect the piece, you see some juices starting to ooze out. That means the salt already affected the blood. If at that point you put it down for a couple of moments on a surface where it has nowhere to drain, you right away create that traffic jam, and the blood gets reabsorbed in its place, and your whole piece becomes awesome because of pirish makom l'makom. Even according to the Ramah, the piece the piece falls down for 1 second. If the juices didn't start coming out yet, the salt didn't start to affect. No, the salt doesn't have to be on the piece for a sheer for 5 minutes of Kadesh Yitnenu Mayim Aleish V'Yartiach. You don't need a sheer kvisha. What you do need that the salt has to start affecting the process of moving the blood. So if you don't see any effect whatsoever of the salt, you don't see any effect, any oozing out. So then, and you picked it up right away, so you're probably safe even according to the Ramah. But there is no, like, there's such a kind of a shear of a kvisha that has to take place. According to Ramah, right, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be that you have to have a lot of salt, that it's ein nechamach mas milchoy. As long as it's a little bit of salt, first of all, ein nechamach mas milchoy, right? And then there's another svara that even if we would be baki theoretically, but a little bit of salt could also make the blood move around a little bit. A little bit of salt is not enough to kasher the piece because it won't be able to get out all the blood. But a little bit of salt could start moving around some blood. And as soon as it starts moving around some blood, if that little blood does not have where to drain, the piece already becomes aser.
If I lift up the leave it down there for 3-4 minutes, then lift it up again and I let it continue.
Talking the Shita Sarama or Mechaber?
According to Shita Sarama.
If in those 4 minutes, if the blood started working, or if the salt started working, which within 4 minutes or whatever, already started working way before then it already became Aser. When it has nowhere to go, at that moment, it gets reabsorbed somewhere else in the Chaticha. And it doesn't have to sit in the salt. So first of all, you don't need so much salt, because a little bit of salt could also make the blood start to move. And it doesn't have to sit in the salt for so long. It's not that if you did the whole melicha process, you left it in for 24 minutes. Or even 18 minutes in a klishe in a menukov, then you ruined the piece. No. As long as you left it in long enough that you started to see some oozing out, that means it already affected, already started moving around the blood. Right away, at that point, you already asered. This is the minig, and you're not supposed to change from it. You have to go lechumra. The whole melech b'klishe in a menukov, the whole thing is asr. Even have some aruba. There's no kula over here, but have some aruba. Other cases, let's say you cooked a piece of meat and you had shishim against it, or I'm always willing to be makel behef some aruba. Over here, we're not willing to be makel even behef some aruba. Sometimes you don't always salt just one piece at a time. Yeah? You pile up a few pieces. So I have piled up a few pieces in the klishe in a menukov. So he says, which one is the piece that's considered melech b'klishen menukov that's aser? As soon as the blood started to move around, the whole piece became aser. That's the bottom piece that's mamish on the klishen menukov. The bottom part of that chaticha is resting against the actual wall of the kli, the actual surface of the kli. Whereas the chaticha, which is on top of it, and the bottom of that chaticha is sitting in the tzir. But the chaticha that's on top of that chaticha, so although the bottom chaticha is not draining properly, the top chaticha will drain properly into the bottom chaticha. In other words, the bottom chaticha could serve sort of as a kli menukov for the top chaticha. Until, unless you have so much tzir, that the tzir piles up, and then the second chaticha, the bottom of the second chaticha is also in the tzir, so then already it's not draining properly. But if, let's say, only the bottom chaticha is sitting in tzir, and the top chaticha, you have a second chaticha sitting on top of that, and the tzir doesn't pile up and reach the top chaticha, so that top chaticha is going to be okay. Yeah, you don't even need klipa, nothing. It's draining properly, going into the bottom one. The chatichas that are on top, hanimlochin ima, that are being salted together with it, mutarois, they are mutar. And the shachas medayik, that it's the bottom one, he says, v'naygas betzir. So it's not just the bottom one that's touching the surface of the kli. Even whichever ones are touching the tzir, then already. If you're talking about a kli, if the kli itself is a kli she'ein a menukov, so then whatever chaticha is touching the tzir would have the din of melech b'kli she'ein a menukov. Okay. Sif yutes. Achar shenimlach habaser v'hudach. Let's say you salted it properly on a kli menukov. You did mamash everything you're supposed to do, the right type of salt. You did hadachar rishayna. You left it a shir melicha, you washed it off afterwards, you did a dach achroina, you're ready to cook the meat, yeah? Sifya test is not so fast, not according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you can't just put it in a pot of water. You have to do something else before you could cook it regularly. You have to do chalita. You have to boil up the water and pour the boiling water on the piece, or put the piece directly into the boiling water. You can't just put it in water and turn on the fire so that, you know, it'll heat up together. It has to be boiling water. And you throw the piece into the boiling water, then you're beseder. Right. This process is called chalita. Chalita, what chalita does is any remaining blood that's in the chaticha, it'll trap it. It'll trap it in place. The boiling will have this effect. Emes says there is such a concept in other areas of halacha as well. Even in Hilchos Pesach, we have this idea. The me'ikar, me'ikar adin, if you take boiling water and you pour it onto the wheat, it will make that wheat won't be able to become chametz, chalita. Okay? Labai said we don't do that. We say Einan Abakim Vachalita, and we don't rely, you know. So same thing, but there is such a concept. So there is an opinion, the Rambam holds, that you have to do Chalita. Why do you have to do Chalita? Because Malicha doesn't get out all the blood. If Malicha doesn't get out all the blood, so how could you cook it? The remaining blood will come out. That's why you have to do Chalita. The Chalita will trap the remaining blood. So wait a minute, I understand. So let's just do Chalita. Chalita will trap the blood, and then I'll be able to cook it, because once I trapped it, it won't move anymore. He says, that doesn't work either, because if I don't do Malicha, so then there's a lot of blood on the surface. Not just the surface, I mean on the outside. On the outer layer of the meat is very saturated with blood, and Chalita won't work properly on that. Chalita works for the little bit of blood that's remaining in the inside of the chaticha. Chalita works for that. So I have to do Malicha for the outer blood, like the blood that's towards the surface of the meat. And once I got rid of that, I could do Chalita for the blood that remained inside. But if I wouldn't do Chalita and I just start cooking it slowly, that blood that's in the inside of the chaticha will start to move out, and it will become aser. So do we pass on like this? No. Halacha is that after you did Hadacha, Malicha, and Hadacha, you could cook it. You can cook it regularly. You don't have to do boiling water. But the Machaber says, Yesh Omer Diafadu Chalita. He quotes it. If you want to be a Machmir for Shita Sarambam, then, you know, it's a nice thing to do. Or put it into boiling water. First, you have to boil up the water and then dump it into boiling water. Don't just put it into a pot.
It's like how long?
No, for a second. What? No, so the Ramos, the Ramah doesn't talk about the Minik as far as you're showing the Mechay Nikr. The Minik is like as far as you're showing. We're not Choshish at all for the Shita to do Chalita. No, the first opinion, there's two opinions in the Mechaber. The Ikar Halacha is that Achashim Lachabasar Vehudach Mutu Litne Afilu B'mayim She'ena Reischin. You're allowed to put it in regular water and start to cook it, because Malicha got out all the blood, and that's it. It's kosher. There is an opinion that says that before you cook it, you have to first put it in boiling water. And then the Ramos, so the Mechaber holds that the Ikar Halacha is that you could cook it, but if you want, you should be Machmir like the Rambam. And the Ramos says the Minig is not to be Choshish for the Rambam. The Minig is just to cook it regularly without doing Chalita. That's the din. So this is a really very interesting idea. I mean, comes out that the Rambam holds that Malicha doesn't really get out all the blood. Malicha just gets out the blood that's on the outer section of the meat, but the blood that's all the way in the inside, that you have to do Chalita to take care of. And the Rambam wasn't the only Rishon who held that way, that Malicha doesn't get out all the blood. And this is a direct...
Malicha gets out all the blood?
That's how we assume the Halacha, that Malicha gets out all the blood. Now this is a direct... Hagdama, if you will, to the next sif. The next sif is known as Maisa de Rashi. And I don't think we're going to have time to read it inside. I just want to set you up for it. So if you're learning it on your own, you'll have a little heads up, a little idea of what's going on. The Maaseh de Rashi was a story that they did Malicha in a Kli Menuchah the way they were supposed to. But normally after the Malicha, you're supposed to do Hadach HaChroina. After Hadach HaChroina, you could do whatever you want with the meat. I mean, the Halacha. After the Malicha, you could do whatever you... After Hadach HaChroina, you could do whatever you want. But here, in this case, they put it in a Kli She'ena Menuchah. They put it in a bucket without doing Hadach HaChroina. If they would have salted, if you take a piece of meat that was not kashered and you salt it in the Kli She'ena Menuchah, that's what we just learned before in Sefer Ches, that's a tremendous problem, right? It's a problem according to everybody. According to the Mechaber, it's a problem, Mashab Atoy Chatzir. And according to the Ramah, the whole Chaticha is a problem. But here you didn't do that. But why is that a problem? Because the meat According to Rav Moshe, it's a problem because the meat still has blood and that blood's moving around. And according to the Mechaber, that's a problem. Why? Because the tzir that's coming out is actual blood, because it's toich shir melicha. So what's coming out? Blood. And that blood is salty. So it's going to go right back in. So either right back in, it'll go kadei klipa, or it'll go, if it's kavosh, it'll go kuloi. Right? So if you do the actual melicha on a klisha in a menukav, it's a problem for sure. But if you did the whole melicha and a klisha ed menukav, so all the blood, presumably, the way we assume the halacha, all the blood came out. So now if I put it in a klisha ed menukav without washing it off, what's going to happen? So since I didn't wash it off, what happens is there's still tzir that's coming out. There's still sharp juices coming out because there's still salt on it. Elowat, we assume la halacha that these juices is not salt anymore. It's not blood. Because you got out all the blood. After 24 minutes, there's no more blood in there. So you got out all the blood. So this, but there's still juices coming out. So that's the shaila. We put it in a cliche in a manukov, and the juices continue to come out. They woke up in the morning, and then they saw there's a piece sitting in a bucket, and there's a puddle of tzir underneath.
The problem is the surface blood that's on top might get reabsorbed from this tzir?
So that's the question. So Rashi, the story happened in Rashi's house, and Rashi was mekel. Rashi says it's not a problem. Toisvis, so we'll see. And Toisvis says there were certain Bali Toisvis that were machmer. I said you have to be machmer, and they quote over there the shita of that that's machmer. So what's this? So what's the reason why? I don't know which is easier to start from. Why some are machmer or why Rashi? Let's start with the reason why some were machmer. Why were some machmer? So the machmir were machmer for two different reasons. Some shittas were machmer because they felt that they were like going with the shita that we were saying before. That melicha doesn't get out all the blood. Melicha gets out enough blood that if you wash it off, you have a right to cook it, and you don't have to worry about the remaining blood. Either you have to do chalita, and that takes care of the remaining blood, or even if you don't do chalita, there's a shita that says that it doesn't get out all the blood, but the remaining blood won't come out through the cooking, even if you don't do chalita. But there are shitas that hold you didn't get out all the blood. So what happens if you leave it in the salt? What happens? You leave it in the salt for more than 24 minutes. More blood comes out. So what were you really doing? You were really being meleachid in a kli she'ein emanukav. The same problem that you had in Sif Yud Ches of when you're meleach a kli she'ein emanukav, when you're meleach in a kli she'ein emanukav for the first time, for the first 24 minutes, that same problem continues if the first 24 minutes were in a kli emanukav and you took it out and you put it in a kli she'ein emanukav because there's still blood in there. So what's coming out now and piling up is blood. That could go back in. According to Shita Samachaber, let's say, the way he learned.
We don't assume that shishim that we have shishim in the meat against whatever's left. After 24 minutes, we can't assume that the piece of meat now is shishim against whatever blood is left.
Shishim. Is shishim okay or not? So I didn't mention it before. According to the Ramah, shishim, that the concern is, those that say it appears from Akum Lamakim is a problem, so shishim never helps for that. Because it's not the blood that's outside going in. It's within moving around. Even if you hold that the blood that's inside moving around is not a problem, and the whole problem is the blood that was out going back in. So if it's taka going through and through, if it's a sheer kvishon, it's going through and through, so then shishim would help. The shach says taka, according to that, shishim would help. If it's not going through and through, if it's only going kadei klipa, then obviously shishim does not help. Because if it's not penetrating, so that depends. So it depends what the case is. So the machmirim, so one shita is, one reason to be machmir is because there's still blood. So it's ke'ilu, you were mamash meleach in a kli she'ein emanukav. Even though the first part of the melicha was in a kli menukav, but if you were mamshich the melicha in a kli she'ein emanukav, the same issue that you had of when you were meleach in a kli she'ein emanukav continues now as well. We're not choshish for this, like we said before, because we assume la halacha that all the blood came out. even according to the way we assume that all the blood came out, there's still a problem. What Shmuel said, that when, if you didn't wash it off yet, so then the blood which came out from before is still on the surface. Again, most of the blood drained down, so you don't have a pool of blood. Okay? The pool that's pooling together now, that's tzir, that's just juice of the meat. That's not actual blood. But there is blood on the meat because it wasn't washed off. And not only is there blood on the meat, there's blood inside the salt. That blood could go back in. Why is it going to go back in? What's going to put it back in? It's full of salt. The whole area is full of salt. Melich Kareseich is going to put it back in. Now, why doesn't that happen every time I do Melicha? Let's say I do Melicha and I leave it in for... I leave the salt on for 2 hours. So why don't we say that the salt that came out is going to go back in?
Tzir protects us. Tzir protects us by coming out.
So that, for that we say, since the piece is being poilet, it's not going to be by Leia. But that's because the piece is on a Kli Menukov, so it's being poilet properly. Once you stick it in a Kli She'ena Menukov, where it's not being poilet properly, so I don't have this defense of I didn't hardly mif the Leibolo or Kabay the Kachpolte. So that's why I have this problem. That's the reason of the Oisrim. And the Ramah is choshesh for this Shita. The Mechaber is Mekel. Rashi was Mekel. Why did Rashi say that this is not a problem? In other words, Loi Mi Boya, the tzir that's coming out is not a problem, because that's not blood. All the blood already came out, right? Not like the Ra'ah and the Rambam that hold it to still blood, even Lachar Shir Melicha. So the tzir that's coming out is zicha not a problem. Why isn't the blood that's on the surface, why is that also that even that not a problem? Because la'achar shir melicha, since the salt was already working for shir melicha, so the salt loses its koyach. Either the, one way of expressing it in the Tosfos, in the Rush, is that the salt loses its power, la'achar shir melicha. And another way is that the blood loses its power. That means to say the blood gets schwach, and it just gets schwach, and it's not able to go back in the meat. So for one of these two ways of explaining it, the point is that we don't have to be concerned that this blood's going to go back in. So this is Ma'aseh de Rashi. This is the Machmirim, this is the Makilin, the Mahab is Mekel. The Ramah says you should try to be Machmir, that it becomes Aser. Unless it's Hefsa Merubah. How much does it become Aser? So if it's going back in, Midin Melich Kereseach, so how much is Melich Kereseach Aser? Well, it depends who's talking, right? Mikar Adin it's Kadei Klipa, but generally we're Machmir that it's Kulay. So the Ramah says here you can be Mekel Klipa. I mean, Mikar Adin, probably those Rishonim are right, Rashi was right, the Rosh was right, Pasach Koyach HaMelach, there's no more Koyach anymore in the. There's nothing to push the blood back in. We want to be Machmir that, yeah, some Rishonim held clearly that it's still Kereseach, so therefore go back in. So we don't have to be Machmir that it's going to go back in, it's going to go Bekulay. So it's enough to aser it, kidei klipa. And the marshal said, no. We'll aser kulay. We'll go back in, we'll go kulay.
So dam is anyway something which is generally kachosh and not even, doesn't even lend itself to become fatty as well, no?
Yeah, but we were generally machmir. The Ramah holds in general that dam could also aser kulay. But in this case, since Maaseh Rashi is la'achar shir melicha ready, so you can be mekel that it's only kidei klipa. And furthermore, if it's hafsa merubah, then you can be mekel that it's beseder, and that it's already pasakayach hamelch. Then we rely on those rishonim that say that it's not kareseach at all. Okay, so there's more details to this din, but I just wanted to set you up for the basic thing of the sif, and see what you could do on your own. The rest, and then we'll be mashma mitzvah next week.